But if it is old,
it's a long ways.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have to look for something in a special place, you can say, oh, you can find that just about
anyway.
And if you slipped on the ice and fell that way, you fell
backwards.
And if you fell that way,
forwards.
All right. If you went fishing, you might say, if somebody asked, did you catch anything? You might say, no, blank a one.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm. And a schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do that.
Okay. A crying child might say he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. And
a lot of them would say he didn't give me some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The trenches cut by a plow are called
a furrow.
And we raised a big what of wheat?
A big, I want to say amount, but I know that's not the word you want.
Well, the principal what of this area are cotton and corn, the principal
crops.
Yeah. And if you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you say
you cleared it.
Yes. Do you have a name for land that has just been cleared and hasn't been planted?
New land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. How about if you cut your crop and then enough grew back that you could cut it again, what would you call it?
Pulpwood. That's not...
Yeah, now some of these are farm terms
mm-hmm.
that non-farm people don't know. Would you have a name for dry, dead grass left over in the spring?
No.
How about a crop that you hadn't planted that came up anyway? Maybe you planted it 2 years ago and there was some seed left or something.
Volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's see. Wheat is tied up into a...
shaft.
All right, and those are piled up into...
bundles.
Okay. And you might say, I raised 40-something of wheat to an acre.
40, let's see. You'd say bales of cotton.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the next largest measurement.
Bushels.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, let's see. How about in treating oats to separate the grain from the chaff, you would say the oats...
are beaten out of the chaff, but I don't mm-hmm. think that's right. But.
Well, the word is a synonym for beat, this particular word, and it starts with TH.
Oh, thresh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the one. If you and another, no, if the two of us had to do a job, you would say blank and blank are going to do it.
You and I are going to do it.
And if you and another person were going to do it, you'd say...
you and
no, you and another person.
Oh, I and so-and-so are going to do such and such a thing.
Would you put the I first?
She and I, most likely.
Okay. And then if it, you would say the job is not for just you or just me, it's for blank of us.
Two of us.
Or?
Three of us.
A word meaning two. Sorry?
Both of us.
Yeah. This is similar to one we did before, but if somebody knocked on the door, and now you knocked on the door, and you said, and somebody inside, I can't get this straight, said, who's there? And you know they will recognize your voice, so you don't use your name, you just say it's...
it is I, except you'd probably say it's me.
And if it was a man, you'd say, oh, it's...
it's him, oh, it's he.
And if it's a woman, it's...
she.
And if it's two people, it's...
we.
Or if it's two other people, it's...
us. No, two other people.